ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ईशंगानि विमशु शुश्रानिम् ईशंगानि विम शुश्रोनिम् श्यामं कनक मेखलम् श्यामं कनक मेखलम् पद्भ्यं क्वानद्भ्यं चालन्तिं पद्भ्यं क्वानद्भ्यं चालन्तिं रूपुरैर्देवताम् इव नूपुरैर्देवताम् इव वशंगानि विं शुश्रोनिम् श्यामं कनकमेखलम् पद्भ्यं क्वानद्भ्यं चालन्तिं नूपुरैर्देवताम् इव विशंगानि विं शुश्रोनिम् श्यामं कनकमेखलम् पद्भ्यं क्वानद्भ्यं चलन्तीं नूपुराय देवतामिव पिशङ्गा यलो नेवीं गार्मेण्ट् शुश्रोणीं ब्यूटिफुल् वेस्ट् श्यामं Blackish,
Blackish,
Kanaka,
Kanaka
Golden,
Golden,
Mekalam,
Mekalam
Belt,
Belt
Padhyam, with the feet,
Karnabhyam,
Tinkling,
Tinkling,
Chalantim,
Chalantim
walking,
walking,
Nupurai,
Nupurai
with ankle bells,
Devatam,
Devatam,
the denizens of the
heavens,
Eva,
Eva,
like.
The waist and hips of the women were very beautiful. She was dressed in a yellow sari with a golden belt. While she walked, her ankle bells rang. She appeared exactly like a denizen of the heavens. Purport. This verse expresses the joyfulness of the mind upon seeing women with raised hips and breasts dressed in an attractive sari and bedecked with ornaments. Next verse. स्तनौ व्यञ्जिता कोशरौ शमवित्तौ निरन्तरौ पस्तान्तेन निगु निगुहन्तीं हृदया गज गामिनम् With the end of her sari, the woman was trying to cover her breasts, which were equally round and well placed like side by side. She again and again tried to cover them out of shyness, while she walked exactly like a great elephant. Purport. Hare Krishna. The two breasts represent attachment and envy. They always give me this kind of glance. The symptoms of raga and desa, attachment and envy, as described in Bhagavad Gita 3:34. Indriyasya indriyastarteshu ragadeshesu Vyavasthito tayorna vasam akkachet tau hyasya pari prantinau. Attraction and repulsion for sense objects are felt by embodied beings, but one should not fall under the control of senses and sense objects, because they are stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. These representations of attachment and envy are very much unfavorable for advancement in spiritual life. One should not be attracted by the breasts of young women. The great saint Shankaracharya had described the breasts of women, especially young women, as nothing but a combination of muscles and blood. So one should not be attracted by the illusory energy of raised breasts with nipples. They are agents of Maya meant to victimize the opposite sex. Because the breasts are equally attractive, they are described as samavritta. The sex impulse remains in an old man's heart also, even up to the point of death. To be rid of such agitation, one must be very much advanced in spiritual consciousness, like Jamunacharya, who said, Jadabadi mamacheta Krishna padarinde navanava rasa tamanye udyatam rantum ashi tadabadi vatanari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukha vikara stuthu nistuvanam cha. Since I have been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, realizing ever new pleasure in Him, whenever I think of sex pleasure, I spit at the thought, and my lips curl with distaste. When one is spiritually advanced, he can no longer be attracted by the lumps of flesh and blood, which are the breasts of young women. The word nirantarao is significant because although the breasts are situated in different locations, the action is the same. We should not make any distinction between attachment and envy. As described in Bhagavad Gita 3:37, they are both product of rajaguna. Kama esha, krodha esha, rajaguna smadbhava. The word niguhantim, trying to cover, indicates that even if one is tainted by kama, lobha, krodha, etc., they can be transfigured by Krishna consciousness. In other words, one can utilize kama, lust, for serving Krishna. Being impelled by lust, an ordinary worker will work hard day and night. Similarly, a devotee can work hard day and night to satisfy Krishna. Just as karmis are working hard to satisfy kama, krodha, a devotee should work in the same way to satisfy Krishna. Similarly, krodha, anger, can also be used in the service of Krishna when it is applied to the non-devotee demons. Hanumanji applied his anger in this way. He was a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, and he utilized his anger to set fire to the kingdom of Ravana, a non-devotee demon. Thus, kama, lust, can be utilized to satisfy Krishna, and krodha, anger, can be utilized to punish the demons. When both are used for Krishna's service, they lose their material significance and become spiritually important. Yeah. Actually, this is a very nice description because Srimad Bhagavatam, it explains everything what we need to know in practicing Krishna consciousness. This is why Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest, because not only it describes spiritual life and how to progress in spiritual life, but also gives a storyline, gives the path deeply how to make a devotee more focused on Krishna. So sometimes it has to be graphic in order to make us understand. So this is the story of Puranjana. Actually, Puranjana, this is an allegorical story. It's hinting the life of a devotee. So, lust, anger, and greed. Kama krodha taleo lovas tatsmat etam trayam tajet. Krishna says, lust, anger, and greed, these are the three gates. They should, like it. A gate leading to hell. For them, a saintly person should give them up to be free from these, to progress in spiritual life. So this is Krishna's explaining also. So there are different characters of a devotee. We cannot judge a devotee. A devotee may act in a materialistic way, but we don't know what their Krishna consciousness motive is underneath. So, a devotee of Krishna He's actually very advanced, even though he is in the material world. Just like Krishna explains, a lotus leaf is touched, it's in the water, but it's not touched by water. The water will slide out from the lotus leaf. So the point is, to practice Krishna consciousness is a very difficult task, even though it is easy, because we have to overcome lust, anger and greed. There's time for everything. Krishna Prabhupada explaining nicely how one can engage this anger, how one can engage this lust and all the demons that are sitting in our heart. We tend to, the living energies tend to always point at others, but actually the demons sitting in our own heart. The problem is, to progress in spiritual life is quite easy, because we just need to give up those material desires. Those material desires sitting in our heart, they weigh us down like a big rock. You try to swim across a raging river with a big bag of rocks on your back. It will weigh you down. So the desire for sense gratification, desire for lust, for associating with enjoyment, to have material desire only increases if we they don't mix with Krishna consciousness. You have to give them up. So that is for ashrams, brahmachari, grihastha, vanapas, sannyas. But nonetheless, all of the ashrams emphasize us how to spiritually progress. It's not that you're grihastha and it's a means for you to enjoy your senses. I like the idea when a husband and wife, they come to the temple, they sit together, they read Krishna book together, they cook for Krishna together, they dress the deity for Krishna together. This is the purpose. Krishna is in the center of a devotee's life. So what is the question of grihastha? It is spiritual. You know, like most of the grihasthas that many of the grihasthas, you go to your home, you spend only a little bit of time to sleep there, and the rest of the time you're busy serving Krishna. So temple is like our home, our second home, isn't it?
First home,
of course. So you can see a temple like your home. And if you go even deeper than that, your heart is a temple. Krishna is with you wherever you go, isn't it? So even if you are in a house, Arpila Tuapada Nanda Kishore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, whatever I have family, my home, I give it all to you. So a devotee sees his home as a temple, because he sees that it's Krishna's property. Everything is Krishna's. Your own body is a temple, because this is why we put tila. We decorate the body with markings of Krishna's holy name. This is more advanced devotee. So we see Mataji, we say, Hare Krishna Mataji, Hare Bol Prabhu. Especially in this temple, you hear all the time everybody saying to each other, Hare Bol Mataji, Hare Krishna. Like as if I haven't seen you before. We say so much. Because that is a respect. We see each other, we see your servant Krishna. That's how we're meant to see. Everything is Krishna consciousness, means everything in relation to Krishna. Sometimes, even today, people always criticize. Sometimes we see sannyasis, they have 50%. When I used to travel in Poland, in Indradrutta Maharaj, you know, 50% of his devotee traveling with him are Matajis, and maybe more. So, but he, whatever, man, maybe they're working. But if you're free, you join the Hare Krishna party, you join the Kirtan. What a way to engage yourself in the service of Krishna. So there's no time for Maya. You're always busy serving Krishna. Just like I came here and I had to cook the deity's breakfast. You know. So I went in the kitchen 6 o'clock and in the back of my mind I'm thinking I gotta finish by 8 o'clock because I'm coming in the temple to talk on the Bhagavatam. So I'm thinking, Krishna, please forgive me, to make sure that I'm proper frame of mind, that I can cook nicely for you. And so, you know, so I'm praying. So it's not that we are rushing, but at the same time, we have to have the quality in the food we cook for Krishna. So our mind, Krishna says, mind is dwelling in the sense objects all the time. The problem is not you or all the things, pointing the finger at others, but in your own mind, sitting in your own mind is our enemy. Mind tells us all the time that, don't go over there, don't associate devotees. This devotee is bad. We all criticize it because the mind is our enemy. Krishna says, mind our enemy. Bandur agmana atmana sasya. He says, mind can be a friend as well as your enemy. I remember, in Krishna consciousness, I have so many friends. And when I first came to Australia, and I had some money, so I didn't know how to open an account and anything. I was very, very innocent about everything. So I gave to one devotee to hold the money. And so and then months later, I said, where is the money? He said, here it is. Well, I gave him quite a bit, and he gave me half of it. And he says, that's it. That's all he gave me. I said, no, I didn't give you that. I gave you more. So he was holding the rest. So I was thinking, how can a devotee do that? But he was my friend, best friend. And so I thought, I had a second thought. I said, then I realized Krishna is the best friend. Sridharam Sarvabhudanam is sitting in my heart. But devotees are friends. Sometimes they muck around, maybe they're testing you, whatever. But don't always say anything about someone. We tend to always take things very roughly and make a quick judgment. You have to be very careful. Whatever it is, you can deal with it in a very Vaishnava way. So the mind is our enemy. You can see the mind will tell you, do this, do that. May not be Krishna conscious. Just like chanting japa. Chanting japa is a very wonderful activity, but as soon as you sit down, to chant japa, your mind will drift you off somewhere else. You don't have a chance to chant japa nicely. It's a struggle with our senses. It's a very struggle to chant japa. It's a struggle to do service because there's blocking, the mind is blocking us. There's always someone between. That between is your mind. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness, how to overcome our senses, sense gratification, it's a big problem for everybody. So just like right now, they're talking about the climate change. It's a big problem. They created it. Now it's a big problem. Economic development, and it's also developing problems. So how to clean up all this? It has to change from you. The change has to come from you. You have the mind. You have your own senses. So when you can be Krishna conscious, when you can be exemplary Krishna conscious, when you can develop purity in your heart, then you can see the difference in us. Just like Srila Prabhupada. He's so pure. He says something, it hits you it comes to you, it can touch us in our heart. It's a purity. So chanting Hare Krishna, same. Chanting Hare Krishna with purity, with love. We talk about love. Material world, there's no love. It is full of lust. Lust, anger and greed. This is like we're going to go in a hurry now. One guy, he attacked us. He didn't attack us, but verbally he was attacking us. He was saying such bad words. I felt I was like ready to get him, but everybody was saying, so I thought, this is, what to do. So I said, we just keep chanting, let him just bark. And so he eventually gave it up. He left. I said, these people, there's no waste my time to get angry with these people. They just keep chanting. But, and he followed us for a while. And then he gave up because we kept going. Because He said, this is my spot and we are chanting Hare Krishna there, you know, they are the busking people. And we are not there every day. So sometimes we don't know how to deal with ourselves. The way to deal with ourselves, way to deal with lust, anger, and greed is by simply chanting Hare Krishna. It's not that chanting Hare Krishna is the way to, whenever you have a problem, you turn to Krishna. But Krishna himself said, take shelter of me, become my devotee, worship me. We are always hit by Maya. We are always hit by sense enjoyment. There's very little we can do to help us. When the only way you can take shelter of Krishna. Deeply taking shelter of Krishna. Grabbing the lotus feet of Krishna. Just like Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he used to walk and some devotees want to grab the lotus feet of Krishna, Prabhupada. Of course, you can't just jump onto Prabhupada's lotus feet. But people know that if you become attached to the sadhu and get the mercy of the sadhu, devotees of Krishna, that is the way. The dust of the feet of a Vaishnava, of a devotee, can take away all the material desires. But they think, how this is possible? But there is a miracle in that. Just like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I remember when I first came to Australia, we would go on the street, like a Sankirtan, very far away. You couldn't buy anything which is vegetarian. Now you can buy basmati rice in the coast, Indian food. And they talk about vegetarian food. Because this is the blessing of Srila Prabhupada. It's due to the preaching of the Hare Krishna movement. People are awakened. So sometimes people may say, how it can be just by chanting Hare Krishna, all these things can be all come together and there will be peace in the world. That is the thing. To become shanti, to be peaceful, is a very simple thing. Just simply chanting Hare Krishna. That is the only method. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. The only way, the only way. Why did they mention three times? So, kama, desire for sense enjoyment, is hunting us all the time. The material world created because we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. This is why. They say, if everybody become a Hare Krishna, if everybody join the temple, what will happen to the world? First of all, you come. Then we talk. Let's see the ashram fill it up. We don't have enough people. Right now we need more. You can talk when you first come here. So sometimes people talk so many things, but they're not even here. So appreciate people who are doing it, at least. You cannot pinpoint at people, well, I used to. If you are you actually engaged in Krishna consciousness now? And those who are doing it, you left. So don't talk so much. So appreciate people who are doing it. Encourage them in Krishna consciousness. At least they're trying to give up the sense enjoyment. At least they're trying to develop love for Krishna. Just like you're taking a shower. Some people, they, like this is a couple, like some time ago, this one guy came here and we were all taking a shower in the ashram. He just walked right in and he said, can I have a bar of soap? I'm going to take a shower here. And when he walked in, we usually smell incense and the smell of prasadam, the aroma changed. It was coming from his body. It was so smelly. He hasn't taken a shower for ages. So, we took compassion on him. So, he said, yeah, sure. And I looked for a soap and he said, go ahead and take a shower. And the devotees told me, he used to be a devotee before. And I said, what happened to you? Where are you? So, my point is, people who are taking shower, you're cleaning yourself. So take shower, you use good amount of water to clean yourself nicely with soap. So there's another shower you can take. That shower is cleansed. Jyata darpanam arjanam. Cleansing the heart, cleansing the mind.
How do you clean your heart? How do you clean your mind? Jeta Dharpanam Marjanam. Through chanting Hare Krishna. Through associating with devotees. Purify the heart. It's not that you can just purify. It's like Gangam Vasav Nakalo Budbud. Rupa Goswami said, when you look at the water of the Ganges, it's full of foam and mud. We go to India and say, oh, there's a dead body floating and it's full of, not clean. Yet, it's mentioned, the Ganges water is pure. It purifies you. Pure, it's very pure. That's why people in India, they take bath in the Ganges with trust and respect, touching the head, walking slowly with obeisances, such respect. Ganges, the Charanamrita, comes from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So, we judge people, but actually, every living entity is pure by heart, pure, spiritual. Satchidananda, they are full of bliss and eternity, all the living entities. But by associating with Maya, associating with non-devotee, for millions of lifetime, we become materialistic. We want to enjoy the senses because we think this is the way. We, by associating with people who are not Krishna conscious, materialistic life, we develop those characters to ourselves. We become material. Just like right now is a mango season. So if you bring all the mangoes together, and there's one mango inside, all the mangoes, that's rotten, all the mangoes will become rotten. So similarly, if you associate with a devotee, because the devotees are so pure, you're associating with Krishna's devotee, you're associating with Krishna, you're chanting Hare Krishna, you will become pure. It will rub onto you those spiritual quality. So sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. So I'm struggling with my mind, I am so many desires, how to progress in Krishna? I have heard devotees talking to me, how can I progress spiritually? Please help me. I can help you. You have to progress Krishna consciousness yourself. If the doctor tells you, take the medicine, he said, no, this is all full of chemical, you chuck it in the bin, and you take a glass of water. You have to follow the prescription. Oh, no, I want Ayurvedic. And this doesn't work on me, and I'm from India, I only take Ayurvedic. And, this only people, for Westerners, they need the chemical allopathy medicine. I'm from India, so I take Ayurvedic. No, doctors give you prescription, you have to follow that. So the desire, I'm struggling with my senses. So we give you the process, and you say, and then it doesn't work. It works, but you're chucking the prescription away, and you're not following it. So, it is all full of chemical, it doesn't, and then you still have the problem. So the prescription is there for us.
Strong faith.
What's that?
Strong faith.
Strong faith, yeah. The faith in Krishna is, of course, you have to create that faith. It's already there. It's like lighting a fire. Like I remember in Mayapur, they had many years ago in Gurukul, we used to do fire yagya every day. They had the yagyashala. And then they didn't light the fire. When they come in to light the fire, they already have a fire inside. They keep a little bit of wood that's already on fire. They just use that to light it. It's not that they use a match. They just know how to do it. So we have Krishna consciousness in our heart already. Just need to light that. And the way to light that, ignite that by associating with devotee. Sadhu Sangha. Why is it so emphasized, the Sadhu Sangha, so much? Because they have the power to clean our heart. Ekaki amai nahi pai paal harinam sankirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that on my own, and I'm unable to practice. I don't have the strength to chant Hare Krishna. But when you come together, it's so much more blissful. Even though there is the power of the holy name, you can utter it yourself and chant and be blessed by it. But when you do it together, there's so much more glory in it. So much more blissful. So much more ecstatic. Just like you have the deities here, Radha Krishna, Radha Pallava Jigor, Jagannath Balasubhadra. This established deity by Prabhupada. Full of They're here. So you can say, now I have deity at home. And it's not the same. When you come here, this is a big difference. And they were saying, the devotee took me to a Hindu temple, not quite far away, there's middle of nowhere in the field. And there's this huge temple, and they were saying, we should have a temple like this. And when I went in there, I didn't feel any enlivening at all. They had Ganesh, and they had Lord Shiva and Parvati, and they had Radha Krishna. And they had hardly any dress. It was just marble deity. And so, I didn't feel enlivened by the temple. There's nobody around there. And here we come in here, you can ask anybody. When they first come here, they feel so enlivened. Because this is spiritual world. If we have deity established by Prabhupada, so nice to dress. And they get offering every day. The whole process here is centered around Radha Krishna. You know, restaurant, everything we offer, everything is centered around. So there's so much potency. So if you want to make progress spiritually, if you want to become free from lust, anger and greed, you have to be here. This is the way it is. This is the place to be. And you mingling around yourself and complaining, whinging and everything at your home, and sometimes you get so riled up and you start criticizing your wife and beat up the kids and stuff, who knows? You know? That's because you're not here associated with devotee. So you become lusty, you become greedy. And there's millions of ways to be in enjoyment. And there's a million ways to be Krishna conscious, if you want to. You can be home watching TV and doing all those things. You just go out. Like Prabhupada says, karmi. What a karmi means, non-devotee. We go in the street, go on Harinam. We're not looking around like this, oh wow, and taking photos. Oh, this is so nice. Like we've never seen it. I remember in Sydney long ago, there was these people, they said they wanted to advertise Nike, shoe Nike. And so they gave us new Nikes, all the devotees. So we were wearing Nikes. This long in the 80s in Sydney. And so they said, you wear a Nike and you go chanting, because we are very famous for chanting in the street. And they wanted all the people with saffron. It was like ropes. And so then we are all chanting. He said, you're not meant to just close your eyes chanting. You look around like this. So we don't do that. We're all chanting. We don't look around. We said they want to advertise Nikes and you're looking around. So there was... So the idea is that they're always looking around. They wear nice shoes, they go sneaking around and wear, and then they look around and everywhere. But we are observing Krishna consciousness, observing the thought of Krishna, observe in meditation Krishna. Sometimes you see the devotee's eyes closed because they are thinking of Krishna. They're not thinking. You can sit on your own and think of all kinds of things, meditating all kinds of sense enjoyment. But at the same time, you can also think of Krishna. That's why Krishna said, "Man manava mad bhakta madaji." There's a hundred way of becoming Krishna conscious, isn't it? Prabhupada said, "Well, if you see a beautiful thing, you see this is Krishna, because Krishna, this beautiful garland, this is like this Madaji is making the garland, and you're thinking, oh, she's making for me. No, it's for Krishna." Isn't it? Usually when some president of a country, then we give them a garland. They have to be careful, maybe something else in the garland. You never know. Like the super, the people bought strawberries from supermarket, they had needles in it. So, oh, beautiful supermarket. And then kill yourself. And you see, when I first came to Melbourne, I was so amazed to see every house, they have beautiful front yard with flower garden and roses. I said, wow. I was going and taking photos. Because I was living in China for the last 15 years, you know. It's all nothing around. Because people steal everything. It's all locked. You see, if you want flower garden, you have to go to the garden, not people's homes. So I was like so amazed. But then they said, be careful, because if you smell this flower, you can get sick, because they have this fever, high fever, hay fever from it. So material world, everything has its side effects. So beautiful, but it's making you sick. At the same time. Oh, it's so nice. I'm going to get some. So similarly, enjoyment in the material world, it has its effects. It's not completely pure. So, so nice food, I'll eat it. Eat up your neck, then you're sick for hours and hours. You go to an Indian restaurant and eat all the food, you know, roti and a curry and all this. 5 hours later, still haven't digested because it's so heavy. And he's still burping. And his stomach's burning. Your eyes burning because too much chili. So where is the enjoyment? You come here, eat sattvic food, offered to Krishna. So enjoyment is very limited in this world. So whatever you see, a beautiful Mataji, a beautiful, a handsome guy, you know, everybody is attracted to each other. But where is the enjoyment? I like this, I take this microphone. You can't enjoy the microphone, because microphone only can transmit. So if you take a finger, and you want to enjoy your finger, how many ways can you enjoy the finger? It feels good. You touch it. Yeah. Oh, what is that? Well, you know, I feel good. You're blowing on it. But you can hurt the finger many ways. Eat it, cut it, put it in the hot water, in the fire. You can smash it with a hammer. Many ways you can hurt. So our body, there's very limited enjoyment. You can make it suffer in many ways. So enjoyment is limited, isn't it? It's very illusory enjoyment. You see, oh, beautiful Mataji, then you marry her. Then the realities come out after a while. Isn't it? Man, women, same. Man doesn't have respect for women. Women have respect for men. I'm sticking up for you. Okay, so there's always problem in this world. Isn't it? But when you, like I said before, when you come together to serve Krishna, make garland for Krishna, husband and wife, they read Krishna book together at night before sleeping, then you dream of Krishna. You're not dreaming of each other. Everything must be Krishna conscious. Krishna created. I mean, you met some Mataji recently, she was somewhere, another country, and this guy from somewhere, you don't know who, and then you get together. What is this? It's like one living entity, you know, one dog from a cat, and, you know. So we just go on. So this is artificial relationship. And then you think, oh, she's mine, I'm his. And then they just go on and on. This is illusion. Pathetic. That's it. Pathetic. You meet someone in the train, hey, hi, and one goes the other way, and he goes the other way, and they never meet again. So in this life, we meet people for a short time. But when you put God in the center, then it makes a sense. Otherwise, it's just mundane relationship, like everybody else. You know, as I was saying before, I at my place where I live, it's a heaps of cats moving around. You know, so then I thought, you know, I'll be compassionate. So I bought some pushara. They don't eat it. They want cat food. From here. So, you know, they don't eat chapati and, you know, only the birds eat it. So I bought cat food, actually, and put it in a bowl. And they all come. They have like heaps of cat. They're even fighting at night, waking me up. So, you know, you can have compassion for entities. But you give people food, they're hungry again. The enjoyment in the material world is limited. Isn't it? How much can you enjoy? Like material pleasure. Everybody goes for it. Then before you know it, you're like an old man and you're with a stick. You can't enjoy your body anymore. And his body is falling apart. So then, but at the end of life, we can sit together chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna created this old age so we can come to our senses. At least right now, this time of our life, our human body, we can give this body to Krishna. Okay, you you enjoyed your body and you killed it. When you're 50, I'm over 50 now, but I'm strong, you know, like I can get like 2 brahmacharis in each hand, no worries. Okay. Rather than do it. But strong, because I had a spiritual life, whole life. I didn't muck around. You know, when you go to the school, you guys who went to Australian school, I went to Gurukul. We don't play around with girls. Yeah. And the first girlfriend I had, it was a 90-year-old lady. And Harinam, she came from all the way there and following me. Everybody said, oh, it's coming for you. And I was like, she grabbed my hand and was walking with me. Old lady in Poland, when I was traveling to Maharaj, I said, why not this young lady? Why this lady came to me? I was pretty upset with myself. And so then, there was this, I'm telling you because what's in the Bhagavatam, okay? So there was this beautiful girl, devotee, and so my friend Prahlad, he's from New Zealand, so he was after her. And I said, yeah, I'm also after her, come on, give me a break, you know, she's going to be mine. So we're brahmachari, you know, we're talking like this. So then, you know, Maharaj, you know, I left the group because I wanted to be a good brahmachari, you know, celibate person. And he kept on going. And then he had some trouble there in the future. So my point is, if we're not Krishna conscious, we become attracted to material things. Now I understand. You know, when you're a young guy and you think, oh, there's like so much there for me to, and you're wasting your time. Before you know, you're an old man and you wasted so much of your time previously. You see, kids, young kids, they don't give any time for spiritual life. Too busy doing this and that. And then they're 50, kya karega? I want to go to the temple, mandi chalo, you know. Then you go to the temple, pray, you know. And you already wasted your time. And you have a little bit of energy left and then you give to God. They say in India, now I'm 70, just budhao jayegatab, you know, done. That's what, that time is for God. Now, family life. Samsara, varadharma, say in Bengal. But what is a family? Your real family is Krishna's family. Krishna can take it all away in a second. I remember just watching news. This young guy, he took his girlfriend for a drive. He didn't have a license. He just got his learner's permit. So he was showing off to her. And they had an accident. They both died. What is this? Or one of them that killed the girl. So, you mucking around with your life. You think you can take life into your own hand. Our idea is to protect. Protect each other. So you put Krishna. That is the idea. We don't have the power to protect anyone. But at least we can instruct each other about God, about Krishna, Chaitanya Hare Krishna. So, it's very clear, Bhagavatam is very clear that we can understand these things when we read the Bhagavatam nicely. It's very practical what it tells us. And because they're saying, oh, this is too much for me. But, you know, it's two sides of the coin. You can enjoy Krishna consciousness or you can either enjoy material life. You can find that for yourself. Why do we follow the four principles? Because we have something higher to give you. Alternative, there's alternative. If we didn't have it, then you go for sense enjoyment. But people find out for themselves, oh, I'm just fried. I had enough. Then you turn to Krishna. I remember I was in just a brahmachari in Sydney long ago. I was just 16 and I used to go on Sankirtan every day in Sydney, remember the 80s. And this young boy came, he was crying, and I was preaching to him, and I said, what happened to you? He said, you just broke up with his girlfriend. So I was thinking, how can he be so serious? And he hurt him so much. When I'd never cried like that. I didn't know anything about, you know, being with a girl and all this. I was just in a brahmachari. And I just came from India. I was thinking to myself, how he can be so hurt? Like, you know, he was like really crying and stuff. And he was not so young. Maybe he is about 20 years or maybe 19. Then I said, you get over with it, Jai Hare Krishna, come with us. So I took him to ashram and gave him gulab jamun and goranga potato I cook and took him in Harinam. And then later he enjoyed it. He became a devotee. Yeah. He married a devotee woman and still around. So the thing is, if you do things correctly, everything will fall its place. It's not that we say, you're in Maya and you're going to hell. We don't do it that way. We say, if you want, you can have it. Try it for yourself. Try it. If you don't like it, you know, Krishna said the same thing. He says so many things in the Bhagavad Gita. And at the end, he says, you can serve me or you can do whatever you want. It is not neti-neti, black and white. So you can serve Krishna or you can not serve Krishna. You find out for yourself. He had enough, then he turned to Krishna. That's why Krishna created this world. You can find out for yourself. Like I go to your home, eat Gujarati food, then I go to South Indian people have dosa, then I go to Bengali house, have a big pile of rice, and everybody have different things, you know? But you find out, same thing, their taste is different. But it's all the same. Enjoyment in the material world is the same. Sweet, sour, salty. It's not like you're going to get something else. It's all the same. It's all packaging, you know? Maya can packaging for you. Yeah, different packaging. You know. Oh yeah, it's from Australia. Wow, fantastic. Yeah, this car is from Europe, or no, BMW. But if you didn't have a driver, it's useless. Everything, all the power in us, all the energy in us, all the beauty in us, all the good things all coming from Krishna. And Krishna can take it away and snap in a minute. You're so attached, take it away. He got nothing the next day. Stock market, crash. All your bank balance is gone. One day you're rich, next day you're poor. And then you go to the Hare Krishna temple for prasadam. So you have no money to buy food. The guy who was watering the garden yesterday, so I was telling him, you know, yesterday is a very hot day. He said, oh, this. He was saying bad thing. He says, oh, We the pollution, this and that, and we're not going to have such weather anymore, and we're not going to have much rain. So he was just whinging and whinging. So I was thinking to myself, you know, it's all up to Krishna. That's it. What we can do is not in our power. We can chant Hare Krishna, that's all we can do. If everything is taken away from me, but I'm still alive, I still have a mouth, I can still chant Hare Krishna. That's it. He whipped me to death, but I'm going to chant Hare Krishna. The soul doesn't die. That's the level we have to take up to. The soul is spiritual. Like so what we are attracted to, it's very superficial. See inside what it is. What attracts us is the character, qualities of an individual. You see someone so beautiful and everything, and they live with them, they may be like a demon. Mm-hmm. Teeth comes out, the horns come out. You're like an animal. You know? So I didn't think of you like that before. I thought you're a beautiful person and very sweet and very kind. And the teeth, you know, like it. Then we have always two sides of the coin. Don't think it's always the beauty, beauty, beauty.
Sometimes it's the other way around.
The other way around also. Both ways. That's what I said.
No one's interested in the other way around.
Yeah. That's what I said. So we have to see what is that thing that we are really looking for, that missing thing. You're not going to get it in the sense gratification. That happiness, the spiritual happiness, only comes from Krishna. Golokara Premadhan Harinama Sankirtan. The chanting Hare Krishna, the spiritual beliefs, has come down from the spiritual world. You don't get it here. That real happiness. Everybody makes the gulab jamun sweet. You know, it's different somehow, even though it's the same. You buy from Indian shop, you eat one, you give you headache, so much sugar. I make one, you want to eat more. So everybody has their way of making the same thing. So we have to change our taste to the ultimate taste, that spiritual taste. You're looking for material happiness in this world, we won't get it. It's very short term. It comes with a package, happiness and distress. He wanted so badly, have it. But you're going to get misery too. But nobody thinks about misery. They're thinking of the immediate enjoyment. The immediate enjoyment, it doesn't last long. It finishes quickly. Any questions?
Well, can you say that Lord Krishna, Arjuna, he was so completely, he heard. Then he said, can you say that Arjuna, I'll do whatever you say, because he heard so nicely. And before that, he was, what is it? He was thinking of his kinsman. Then how can I kill my kinsman, my grandfather, my teacher and all that? So then Krishna, because Krishna heard that, Arjuna heard that, Nirmana Moha Sam Dosha, Adhyat Nitya Vivati Kama, Sandhya Mukta, Sukhuta Kange, Gachandya Mula Padma Kama. So unless we are that state, Brahmaputta, Shannatma, or Shachindya Kama, that you said. So what we have to think is that we are pure spiritual soul, and our duty is only to serve Him and His devotees, because we are pure spiritual soul. Otherwise, there is no way to get away. Now, my question is, how to absorb ourselves in the purpose of some truths?
Like I said, you are associated with devotees.
Yeah.
And then chanting Hare Krishna with the devotees, reading the Bhagavatam, living in a spiritual place like this or a dham. So, like if you're, if you have a rock, if a metal thing, it rusted away, but if it once in the fire, then it stays in the fire and it becomes very potent. So similarly, we may be in a material world, but when you associate with devotees and fire of Krishna consciousness, we'll become strong. But then once you step out, out of that, we become rotted, like a metal, rusted away, even though the potency is in that. So always emphasizes associating devotees. Look at the beautiful form of Krishna and beautiful all the devotees being with the associated devotees, Prabhupada. It's very easy, but problem, like I said before, is our mind. Mind is always saying, ah, nah, you just do other things, you're fine. You know, you don't need to go to the temple. You need to be strong. The strength is not always a physical strength, because that strength comes from chanting Hare Krishna more sincerely, calling for Krishna's help. Not so Krishna asking Krishna, give me money, but asking Krishna how I can become your devotee, how I can overcome lust, anger and greed. These things are a real enemy. So it doesn't come easily. If Krishna is testing us, you see, we want to enjoy, okay, fine, you stay here. He make you wealthy, this, that, but then you won't get love for Krishna, which is the higher things. So always, it depends our sincerity, how sincerely we want. If we don't want, then even as devotees, we can be just mucking around here and years and years, oh yeah, very nice place, Pisharam is good, devotees are good, and just mucking around here. But you not actually have genuine desire to give up desire for sense enjoyment and serve Krishna. You don't make the commitment. We just hang around here. You need to make commitment. You need to preach. You need to become more devoted to Krishna. Not just we come here because you know, it's a nice people here, atmosphere is nice, food's good. It's not that. We have to actually genuinely become more devoted to Krishna. Are we becoming free from lusty desire and sense of enjoyment? Are we making actually progress? And not just we do it out of duty. We have to step out of that. We have to become more loving to Krishna. More service. Not only lip service. More service. Hard work. Yeah. Krishna says, those who preach my glory, they are dear to me. Yeah. At least you are here. That's good. But then there should be more commitment. Yeah. Yes, Madhu.
One more thing. When you were saying about the shower, the example of the shower, the devotee, who was previously devotee, and he gave you the shower in your shower.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of that Chitta telling about the Bhagavad-gita, last chapter, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Krishna only for a few seconds.
Yeah.
And then he could not forget. He was so restless, he couldn't sleep. He was just thinking of that smell which was coming from the body of Krishna. those flowers, it will emit him so much fragrance. So that's what he was absorbed, so that's what Krishna Savara is writing in the last chapter of Bhagavad
Gita.
How much Chaitanya was dissatisfied by not seeing the Lord and of that smell, that glory of the power, that effulgence of Lord Krishna.
Yep. What do you have? You want to say something?
Sir, I just have a question. As you were mentioning before, like some people say that if they worship Krishna, they can visit, like they don't need to come to the temple because Krishna is at home. And I experience that sometimes, even like for some practices, they say that, well, Krishna, I have my temple at home, I don't have to come to the temple. So how do I, like, what is the best way to convince them that, like, it's as important to come to the temple? Because I have never found that I can give a very good
okay. answer. I'll give you an example, like Prabhupada always gave the example of a postman delivering the letter. So he's an official, he's delivering the letter and he takes it from the post box. And so you think, I don't need that guy, I can make my own post box. So put a letter in there and make your own. It's not recognized. Some people have a post box, but it's just for fun, they have it. But it will not. The letters will not go anywhere. It's just putting the letter. So here the deities are established deities, so they are recognized, authorized deities by Prabhupada. So there's a connection, there's line. It's not that you have your own deity, that's not, it's good also. But then established deity, there's a connection. So it's why we need to do initiation? Because that's, I can just not be initiated, I can chant Hare Krishna because Krishna consciousness, Hare Krishna has the same potency. So the whole idea is to make the connection. So you can tell them, you know, why emphasize the deities are here, this is the main temple, the embassy. And this is the spiritual world. So they have little centers. So you can have your own, that's for family deity, it's casual, but then for main potency you need to come here. Powerhouse. In a little short, little electricity, this is the powerhouse. You turn that light on, whew, light up. So you got to go to the where there's you're charging yourself, battery charging. This is, and imagine you coming here every day chanting, and we hear like it's Kartik time. You know, you're all very serious about that. So you don't get the same feeling. If your husband and wife at home with kids, and you can't focus it. It doesn't have that same potency like you get it here. And there's just so many ways to know it. You will know it. If you take a little bit of prasadam from the deity plate, you'll know, wow, this is so good. Then you have some food cooked by Mataji or at home. This has a potency. This is not that I can make my own program. Why you invite the devotees home? And so we can get their blessing. When sadhu comes to the home, he blesses the home. You always have the same people in the home. You don't have the same. So it's always, because how long can you live there? Your home, everything is Krishna's. Even your own home, you're not going to live there forever. Everything is Krishna's. After a while, you have to give up. That's the reality. So try to understand from the beginning, everything is Krishna's. So at least we can't see everything is Krishna's. So we have this place where we can actually see that way, really develop that. Because at home, you're not thinking this is, you know, Krishna's. Who's that? Right? There's so many ways. Everyone's thinking, oh, it's mine, I need my mind. They're not thinking this is Krishna's. So when you see Krishna's, here we can really see, you know, in Krishna consciousness way. That's why you have this temple. This is the embassy of the spiritual world. You come here, step into, oh, Krishna's place. But if you think you're 100% surrender, then your home is like here, but you don't think that way. When you go home, you're thinking, oh, my place. You're paying rent and this and that, you bought it. You don't have the same thought. Okay? So much, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I gotta stop here because the Pusharam is crying for us. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.